Seinfeld roasts anti-Israel heckler, get the Jewish comedians. By Joel B. Polak on June 16, 2024. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld roasted a heckler who was ejected while shouting anti-Israel slogans during a performance on Sunday in Sydney, Australia. "We have a genius, ladies and gentlemen. He's solved the Middle East. He solved it. It's the Jewish comedians, that's who we have to get," Seinfeld said in a mocking voice. "They're the ones doing everything." Jerry Seinfeld demolishes anti-Jewish heckler. Sydney, Australia. Crowd cheers as security boots the activist. Taken by Asia CEO Robert Gregory pic.twitter.com/9ruhf, who7tg. Australian Jewish Association, at Australian JA, June 16, 2024. The man shouted from the river to the sea, "Palestine will be free," as he left, repeating a genocidal call for the destruction of Israel. "So, you're really influencing everyone. We're all on your side now, because you've made your point so well. And in the right venue," Seinfeld said, sarcastically to laughter and shares. "Tomorrow, we will read in the paper, Middle East 100% solved. Thanks to man-stopping Jewish comedian," Seinfeld said. Seinfeld has been open about his support for Israel since the October 7th terror attack by Hamas. He traveled to Israel as a show of solidarity. His wife donated money to a pro-Israel counter-protest against a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of California Los Angeles encampment in April. Last month, anti-Israel graduates at Duke University walked out of Seinfeld's speech as he received an honorary doctorate at graduation. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.